This is World Lutheran News Digest, an audio news magazine bringing you a look at significant events in worldwide Lutheranism. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Today on World Lutheran News Digest,
I'm World Lutheran News Digest host Kip Allen. Lutherans are facing a number of challenges on a broad range of topics. Christians are being confronted by societal changes such as the right to die, the right to abortion, or the right to same-sex marriage. The president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison, discusses how Lutherans can respond with grace and love in the second part of President Harrison's recent webinar with Tim Gigline of Focus on the Family. Worldwide KFUO is celebrating its 90th year of operation. LCMS Director of Broadcast Services, Rod Zwanitzer, discusses KFUO's role in spreading the gospel worldwide with Pastor Dabril Noor.
And now today's Fast Track.
Here's news in brief of interest to Lutherans worldwide. President James Gimbel of Concordia Lutheran Seminary in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, has released a letter updating supporters on the fire that occurred in the library basement there the evening of November the 12th. Sadly, he explains, it appears that the fire was neither accidental nor structural in origin. We are so thankful to God for the fact that there were no injuries from the fire in the library basement, President Gimbel writes. But while there were no injuries and structural damage was considered minimal, there is heavy soot and smoke damage. He also writes that burned wiring in one area has caused problems for the heating unit, leaving the seminary cold. An investigation into the fire began in earnest November the 13th, the same day the seminary's insurance adjuster visited the site, along with a cleanup reclamation team to help form a building recovery plan.
This is World Lutheran News Digest.
Hi, Craig D'Onofrio here. I want to invite you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. for Reformation Rush Hour. We'll have some of today's most interesting and intelligent people on the show. We'll talk about news that affects your faith. We'll look at the world around you and talk about how it interacts with Christianity. And we'll have a good time doing it all. This is the fastest hour in radio as you drive home Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. right after Issues Etc. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. The work by the way long as the Lutheran Firehound.
LCMS President, the Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison, held a webinar earlier this month, moderated by Tim Gigline of Focus on the Family. The President addressed questions and concerns regarding challenges facing Christians in general, and Lutherans in particular, and how we as Lutherans should respond in this second in the series.
I want to go to a question, if I may, from Adrian Hines from Missouri, our friend Adrian. She says, how do we encourage our young Lutherans? And I'm glad she's getting to this question, President Harrison, of the millennials, where you yourself have invested a lot of your time and of your own presidency of the Missouri Synod in this rising generation of young people. They're half of all America, but they're 100% of our future. And she says, how do we encourage these young millennial Lutherans to speak about the issues when they are hearing the exact opposite from their peers and in academia? This is a wonderful question. The overwhelming majority of people in the millennial generation tell the most reliable pollsters that the majority of millennials support same-sex marriage. So how do we address Adrian's question? How do we encourage our young Lutherans who sometimes have to stand outside what the majority opinion says?
Yeah, well, I think I'll quote a great American who was agitating against slavery. I would say agitate, agitate, agitate. Frederick Douglass. We must not grow weary. We must teach, 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 challenge young people, invite them in, give them opportunities to see how government works, to see how the church works, invite them into service, help them recognize their vocations. Now, I am not optimistic about the Supreme Court, as you well know. I think Kennedy may be looking for the opportunity to go down in history. And when basically every issue falls to a libertarian Roman Catholic, in this case, thank God for the other Catholics on the Supreme Court, there are problems. So I'm not optimistic. But it is parallel to Roe v. Wade in many ways. The courts have irresponsibly ruled against state after state after state after state's vote of the public, overwhelming in many cases, vote of the public, constitutional amendments approved by states. These have been overturned in state after state after state. This is a very unfortunate intrusion, a violation of natural law, a violation of the scriptures, and so it is also not allowed the public actually to wrestle through this issue and work as a democracy. That right was also robbed of this country in 1973 with Roe v. Wade. So we are now entering a period where our arguments will change, our actions will be adjusted, our approach will change depending on what kind of attacks we have, and we're in a very challenging situation. You know, the church is the place, we are the place of love and concern. We don't regard any sins as worse than other sins, and yet this issue seems to strike at us and hit us at all of our weak points. And in the midst of that, the Lord is by our side.
May I say, President Harrison, this is the wonderful thing about being a Missouri Synod Lutheran, that we have been part, parcel, foundational to the pro-life movement from its very beginning. And to connect what you said a moment ago to Adrienne's wonderful point in her question or in her comment, you know, the pro-life movement succeeded in large measure and is succeeding in large measure for two big reasons. Early leaders in the pro-life movement, the prominent Missouri Synod Lutherans among them, made the intellectual case for the pro-life movement. This does not negate theology, but it casts the net wide, and it says that persuasion as a method and a goal is really a good is good public policy. It's very consonant with the two kingdoms. We have to make the intellectual fermentation of our case to those who shape and form the broader public opinion. But more, just as importantly, maybe more importantly, the Missouri Synod has led in our compassionate ministry to women. So it's both intellectual ferment and being part of the dialogue, being a part of the public policy debate, as you have outlined in your wonderful comments this morning, but also in the mercy part of it, which is where you began, President Harrison. We must always remember that there aren't super sins and that we are compassionate to these women at the most organic local level. And it seems to me that among millennials, that they are going to have to be part of building a new pro-marriage movement, just as the abolitionists, the anti-slavery, the civil rights movement, the pro-life movement, all these great movements which would not have existed without Christianity at the center. It seems to me that we're on the cusp of potentially having to build, a new civil rights movement that understands that one man and one woman in marriage is good public policy. I'd love to have your comments in that regard.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Who would have guessed him in 1973 that young people today would be overwhelmingly pro-life? Nobody. So, but it does mean we're going to have a ragged edge to live on, and that's just our calling in the world.
Yes, it is. President Harrison, being mindful of time, let me ask another question, if I may. Barb from St. Louis says, how do you encourage us to be actively defending the faith in our local communities? Again, a very important question. A very famous liberal Democrat once said that all politics is local. To modify, all good theology is local. How do you speak directly to those people who are joining us this morning, President Harrison, who are in local parishes? Some of them are very small. Some of them are medium-sized. Some of them are large. But local, local, local. How do people defend the faith in our local communities at the most local, basic level? What is your best counsel to people of goodwill?
Okay, number one, become educated. Study the scriptures and the Luther Confessions and some of the writings that I've given you, and there are infinite other possibilities. Two, look for opportunities to be politically involved and involved in your community in helpful ways on the kingdom of the left, and be also in a myriad of ways. The kingdom of the left is a place which takes care of neighborhoods, all kinds of challenges at schools, needy people, etc. Be involved in those. You as a Christian have an obligation and also the great freedom to operate in those left-hand kingdom issues for the betterment of your community. I think of all the literally tens of thousands, and I'm sure it is, teachers trained by our Missouri Synod universities who are right now teaching in public institutions for good as Christians. And that is just fantastic. So, and then I would say, make sure your church is involved in opportunities for mercy to those who struggle the most with our modern challenges.
David Roth Hughes from the United States says, as ministers and teachers of our congregations, how should we speak to issues regarding death with dignity, especially when we hear passionate testimonies from the likes of Brittany Maynard trying to distance the movement from suicide? It's true that the Maynard case has been everywhere, President Harrison. This is a very timely and important question.
Great place to start is to go to the video produced by Maggie Karner, K-A-R-N-E-R. Find it on the LCMS website, www.lcms.org. Maggie made a video for an organization in New England, Great Kingdom of the Left video, which doesn't argue on the basis of the Bible, but argues from reason for not for Brittany to have not ended her life as she did. Maggie offers a very powerful argument there. At the same time, get in touch with Maggie's the head of our LCMS life. Get in touch with us. We've got a lot of resources in this regard to help articulate the cause.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. இது லோக லூதரன் வார்த்தா பரிபாடி ஆகுன்னு